You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, if you've been in this space long enough, eventually every content creator have said this in their own unique way. Eventually, it was going to get to a point to where women were going to start trading box for services, for men's services. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Here we are, gentlemen. Something that I saw on Facebook the other day, and I thought it was just one of these, you know, rag articles that wasn't even serious. However, my curiosity got the better of me, so I decided to look it up. And lo and behold, it is actually true. Now, gentlemen, here we are in that scenario. Now, this article was published on the 1st of September. Quote unquote, sex for rent, arrangements on the rise in Canada. Now, as we all know, if something is being reported in other Western countries, you can damn sure be sure that it's happening here in America. Oh yeah, I've actually commented on a few of these videos that other content creators have done. Yes, this phenomenon is definitely happening here in America as well. There are women that are trading box for rent or reduced rent. A growing trend in Canada's rental market was discovered by an undercover CBC marketplace investigation. Landlords are providing free or discounted rent in exchange for sexual services, mainly to young women who are struggling financially. Usually found on popular rental websites, these deceptive offers target those who are already in dire need of affordable accommodation. Now, before I proceed any further, I personally have zero problems with what two consenting adults of legal age decide to do with each other. I always say this in the form of pay for play. I got zero problems with it. However, I'm going to explain later when the problem arises and when I have a problem with said arrangement. Legal professionals are certain that these kind of arrangements are illegal in Canada, particularly under the 2014 Protection of Communities and Exploited Persons Act. Under the act, it is illegal to purchase sexual services or obtain financial benefits from them. Tenants are encouraged to report such approaches and are not required to comply with these requests. Of course, they're not required to, you know, comply. However, that does not stop a lot of women from actually proceeding forward. There are a lot of women who themselves go to the landlord and say, hey, you know what? I'm a little behind on rent. You know, can I do something? Hint, hint, nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Yeah. Don't think that there are not women out there who actively engaged in this. The landlord, being none the wiser, he's caught off guard. Well, wait a minute, what? So, of course, they want to twist this and say, oh, it's predatory landlords that are going after these young women. However, once again, they want to use plausible deniability and say, oh, no, it is not these women's fault. Well, a lot of these women are, in fact, offering. Council members in Brampton reacted angrily to a Facebook Marketplace ad that targeted young female tenants by offering meals and rent in a quote unquote friends with benefits arrangement. Outrage about the monetization of homes and human dignity was triggered by the posting, which was reportedly directed towards foreign students who are new to the area. Real estate agents and community leaders cited the lack of available housing and excessive costs as factors that encourage this unscrupulous behavior. Well, who is the one that's raising all the costs? It's not the landlords. No, it's the market. Telling you, it is absolutely insane. But a lot of women, they refuse to do this one thing that would actually be in their favor. Lower their costs of living, i.e. live below their means. Yeah. All women have been sold the idea or the fantasy that they should live a 1% lifestyle, even if they don't qualify for a 1% man, which in turn, you get sayings like this: women would rather be a rich man's side piece than a broke man's wife. How do you fight against that? Honestly, how do you fight against that? Yeah, a lot of men, they know they can't, so they've tapped out. So a lot of women are definitely up Schitt's Creek without a paddle. Why? Because of their own damn choices. Rising demand, inflation, and a lack of available housing, according to one real estate agent, create desperation and force people into dubious agreements in order to find a place to live. Once again, if you cannot afford to live in an area, don't move into that area. But like I said, every woman believes that they are entitled to a 1% lifestyle. In the meantime, local authorities are taking steps to improve protections. Brampton is working with neighborhood groups to help impacted tenants, encouraging rental leases or licensing, excuse me, and developing regulations to stop overcrowding and unscrupulous subletting. So a lot of these problems are problems that are way above the landlord's heads. But they're going to say, oh, the landlords are being predatory. No, it's called the environment has changed. And guess what? You have to adapt to the environment. Period. A lot of women are now in survival mode. And when survival mode happens, that's when a lot of women say, you know what? I'm going to throw my own personal morality out the damn window. The moment the post got viral, internet users hopped in to voice their concerns and opinions in the comment section. The Liberocrat continued, quote unquote, why are we always taking 10 steps back? Another user saw nothing wrong with the agreement and wrote, quote unquote, Financial dating is where it is at. To which another user replied, every day, y'all come up with a different word for prostitution. Which once again, I say, pay for play, prostitution, should be completely legalized. Yeah. However, there's one thing that women know that they could do, yet they refuse to do. And what is that? Find a good, everyday, average man and submit to him. However, like I stated previously, a lot of women will openly say, I'd rather be a rich man's side piece than a broke man's wife. Skyrocketing housing prices could be the reason. No shit, Sherlock. There has been a significant rise in home rents in Canada, especially in major cities like Toronto and Vancouver. Now, there's the problem right there. Like I stated previously, if you cannot afford to live in these major cities, don't move to major cities. Don't. It's a simple problem with a simple solution. But yet, far too many women believe, nope, I'm going to move to the city and I'm going to find me a rich 1% man that's going to take me away from all of my financial problems. No. Just ask the women in China. Yeah. Boy, there are a lot of videos coming out of China that talk about the absolute collapse of the simp economy. Yeah. Yeah. The simp economy worldwide is crashing. The simp pool is drying up even faster than before. Yeah, ladies. Yeah. We told you, particularly in this space, we told you, eventually you are going to price yourself out of the relationship market. Now, men are just not even showing up at all. Men have woken up, men have realized that the deal with you is absolutely terrible and are now holding the line. In Toronto, a one-bedroom apartment's rent averaged $1,600 in 2013. That amount rose to $2,503 by 2022. Over the same period, the average rent for a one-bedroom apartment in Vancouver increased from $995 to $1,543, as per the Globe and Mail. Average prices are equally expensive for home buyers. As of July 2025, a good mortgage rate in Toronto required an income between $184,024 and $213,980. The current average price of a property is around $1 million. Between 2000 and 2021, the average home price nationwide rose by 375%. The median income, meanwhile, did not keep up as it increased by 86.5% from $23,100 in 2000 to $42,090 in 2022. Well, that right there, gentlemen, stagnation of wages. They kept increasing the cost of living, but of course, the wages could not keep up. Now, whose fault is that? The markets, the powers that be, the hidden hand, the people in the shadows. They're the ones that raised everything. Now, let us not forget something that people also do not talk about. Women's consumption and their material greed. Yeah. We really never talk about women's part in this, but let's talk about it. Women's material consumption and their own greed. I want more. And of course, since women are the biggest consumers, society adapted itself to make things more expensive. Why? To get men to compete more. However, eventually men caught on and said, you know what? Nah, no matter what I do, no matter how far I go, there's always going to be another man that's going to be on another level. And therefore, if I am with a woman, she's going to always try to monkey branch up. Hypergamy, gentlemen, hypergamy. Now, let's talk about when I have a problem with said arrangements. Women will get into these arrangements, but then they will try to change the arrangement. Yeah, that's when the problem starts. See, that's when women go into plausible deniability mode and say, oh, I'm a victim. Even if she approached the landlord and made the, you know, and pitched the agreement. Oh, hey, landlord, I'm a little short on rent this month. Can I pay you this much? And, you know, hint, hint, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Now, the landlord might say, well, sure, you're a hot little piece of ass. So why not? Let me go ahead and, you know, clap them cheeks, you know, hey. Then it becomes bread or buns or checks and cheeks. Hey, when the woman changes the agreement and the guy says, hey, this is not what we agreed to, then all of a sudden, oh, I'm a victim. That's when the problem arises. The guys typically are like, okay, you know, she's a little short on rent. She needs a little help. So she's willing to exchange her body for, you know, for some help from me. Why not? I will agree to it. But then, like I said, when the situation no longer benefits the woman and she wants to change it, that's when the problem arises. But hey, we all know this. Women are all prostitutes. It's all in what makes them decide to make the exchange. Period. Point blank. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And trust and believe, gentlemen, we've all said this once again in our own unique way. Every content creator in this space have said this. The back alley deal is in play at all times. It's all in what's going to trigger that woman to say, yes, I'm willing to make a back alley deal. Yeah, Nasty Nate, Uncle Earl are going to run amok in this new society. As CGA would say, Fixes Bonds LLC, you know that is really popping. And as I would say, BindFixes.com, yeah, it is absolutely in business. Business is good because there are a lot of women out here who are, in fact, making back alley deals, especially with men that they normally wouldn't. Yeah, that blue collar guy that's got his shit together. Yeah, any man that's got his shit together, any average man that's got his shit together, Believe you me. Hey, big head. Yeah. Especially with black women. But that's another topic for another time. So you women better understand this. You better understand this crystally clear. All the financial and sexual power you think you have over men, that is definitely going out. Feminism and the idea that you didn't quote unquote need no man for no reason, that mentality is going out right along with it. Because now you have something that I thought was absolutely hilarious when I saw this over on TikTok. Women talking about, I need to re-feminize myself. No. Far too little, far too late. Men tried to tell you, but guess what? You didn't want to listen. Oh, well. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.